The universe is awesome. Neil shows you that in the very first chapter. This leaves many people thrilled, but feeling tiny and insignificant at the same time. But our aim is to empower you to understand the universe. That should make you feel strong. We have learned how gravity works, how stars evolve, and just how old the universe is. These are triumphs of human thought and observation. Things that should make you proud to be a member of the human race. So opens Welcome to the Universe, an astrophysical tour. J. Richard Gott, Michael A. Strauss, Neil deGrasse Tyson, three well-grounded astronomers, three engaging writers. How can Welcome to the Universe go wrong? Well, it doesn't. Taking its theme from its title, we're welcomed on page one as Citizens of the Universe by co-author J. Richard Gott. And then there are those increasing number of books, of videos, of TV shows, probably of movies, about the universe, the solar system, and the exciting discoveries we are making about all of it. So what makes this title stand out for special note? Well, certainly those writers I mentioned up front. Richard Gott, Michael Strauss, Neil deGrasse Tyson. And the way the topics in this book are covered, and many, many topics are covered. We start out with the stars, the planets, and life. We move on to the galaxies. You can see where this is going. On to Einstein and the universe. And we end with our future in the universe. Now note, there is math in here. Not scary math, just math that helps explain the topics under discussion. There is history in here, and again, not scary history, but rather the stories from long ago, from a while ago, and from a decade ago, or yesterday even, that tell the story of how we have understood and how we now understand the universe of which we are a part. As to the text itself, well, we expect sprightly dialogue from Neil deGrasse Tyson, not a boring speaker or writer, and we're not disappointed. For example, we find Dr. Tyson writing about why the zodiac came into being and why we can look at it as a way of explaining the world, not as a way of misinterpreting fact. And soon enough, we find him telling us in his Science is for Everyone style about how we ought to understand light. In that chapter, we weave in Isaac Newton, William Herschel, UV radiation, X-rays, French fries, because we heat those with ultraviolet light, and of course, Star Trek. We get the term photon to describe light from the same word we used to describe a certain type of torpedo on the epic Star Trek Enterprise spaceship. And this being a book about contemporary science, Tyson chides us for being too stuck in our mindset silos sometimes, urging us to allow ourselves to hold two different concepts in mind at the same time, oh my gosh, in order to understand and describe what light is. As Tyson writes, light is now understood as both a photon, a thing, and a wave, or a physical action, or to let Dr. Tyson tell us in his own words. The photon is a particle. We can also think of it as being a wave-particle duality. Well, you say, which is it? Is it a wave or a particle? That question has no meaning. We should instead be asking ourselves why our brains can't wrap themselves around something that has a dual reality inherent in it. That's the problem. We could make up a word such as a wavicle. This term was introduced some time ago, but it never caught on because people still want to know which it is. The answer depends on how you measure it. We can think of it as a wave, and waves have wavelengths, except that we don't use L to denote the length of a wave. We use the Greek letter that has the same sound as the L, lambda. We used lowercase lambda. And he goes on then to tell us how big are radio waves. How about mobile phones? How big are the holes in the screen of your microwave oven? And by the end of the chapter, we actually come to understand what all this wave and particle stuff is, and perhaps we can begin to actually understand what light is. Further into Welcome in the Universe with author Michael Strauss, we discover what the universe might be, what the universe seems to be made of, what makes up the stuff of the universe outside the stars and the planets that we think we know. How Einstein came to be a central arbiter of how we are coming to understand the physics of the universe around us. And we delve into theories of how to understand black holes. We read such mind-blowing asides as, quote, "The Milky Way is like a living ecosystem," leading me to ask if in 20 or 50 years' time we will revise that phrase to read, "The Milky Way is a living ecosystem." Such is the evolution and change of our understanding of the universe. Our exploration of the universe as we now know it takes us into the worlds of what was recently science fiction. Time travel is explained, complete with wormholes and warp drives. And the work of Stephen Hawking and Carl Sagan come to the fore. You notice there's some name dropping going on here. Well, the playful winking aspects of Welcome to the Universe ought not to be missed. Reading through the chapters, we come suddenly upon an, oh, that explains it, quote from, of all people, former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and a cartoon of Calvin and Hobbes. Both make serendipitous appearances. And finally, the writing in Welcome to the Universe. Whether it's a chapter by Tyson or Strauss or Gott, the writing is fluid, grand in its intentions, and yet clear in its style. It's not too trite to suggest that Welcome to the Universe reads as much like a good fiction novel with character, plot, narrative flow, as it does a nonfiction topic book. All the way through, we come to appreciate that early grounding in mathematics and history we received in the first chapter. In fact, we come to see why coming to understand the universe truly takes a well-rounded liberal arts education. One final note, Welcome to the Universe is a book you'll enjoy checking out from our libraries, but you might just want to purchase a copy for your ongoing use. This is the kind of book I know I'm going to want to dip into again and again over the months to come, probably the years to come. I don't often recommend buying one of the books I review, but this one, which does go on for quite a few pages, kind of nudging well into the 400 level of page numbers, this is one you might want to keep around after reading more than once. Let's finish with words by J. Richard Gott, who tells us in, appropriately enough, the last chapter, "Our intelligence gives us great potential, the potential to colonize the galaxy and become a super civilization. But most intelligent species must not achieve this, or you would be special to find yourself still a member of a one-planet species. We control energy sources that are far less powerful than any of our own sun. We are not very powerful, and we have not been around for very long. But we are intelligent creatures, and we have learned a lot about the universe and the laws that govern it, how long ago it started, how its galaxies and stars and planets formed. It is a stunning accomplishment whose story we have told here." Welcome to the Universe, an astrophysical tour with J. Richard Gott, Michael A. Strauss, and Neil deGrasse Tyson. It's quite a read, quite something to delve into. It's available at all of our fine local libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.